Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we started a new series we're calling Guardrails. And the idea behind the series is we're looking at the Ten Commandments, and we're saying how you don't have to choose between rules and relationship, that God is trying to lead us on a path to real freedom, a true freedom that we all need and that He wants for us. The thing is, we tend to look at law or the Ten Commandments kind of in different ways. On one hand, you know, we want to put a plaque of those up on our wall and say, look, this is what we're supposed to follow. This is what law means. And on the other hand, people tend to look at rules as things that kind of steal your freedom. So the question is, how is God trying to bring us true freedom? The Ten Commandments were given by God to Moses at a time when, he had brought the Israelites out of Egypt, and now they were in their new area, and Moses goes up on the mountain, and God gives him the law, and it was revealing the nature of God. And that's what we find in the Ten Commandments, that we see something about God. It's a reflection of who He is and His holiness. At the same time, it kind of exposes us and our need for God. So here's the first commandment. It says, "And God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me." Now the people of Israel at that time, they knew of God. They've heard the stories of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They were in an oral tradition that passed those things down from generation to generation to generation. So the people knew of God, but they didn't really know His name. So when God had called Moses and said, "Moses, I want you to go to the people, and I want you to, you know, tell Pharaoh to let my people go." And he said, well, who am I supposed to say sent me? And that's when he said, "My name is Yahweh," or what has been known as I Am, that God defines Himself. You know, the gods of Egypt all had a name, like the God of the sun or the God of the moon or the God of the Nile, the God of fertility, those kind of things. God is saying, no, I am God, and my name is I Am. I will define Myself. So when He says there, "And I am the Lord your God," He's saying, I am the Lord. I am Yahweh, your Elohim, God. Now, Lord is personal. He's revealing Himself to them. He is explaining who He is and His nature. I am the Lord, and I brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He's saying, look, I heard you. I heard you when you were crying out, when you were in your misery, when you were in your slavery, and the Egyptian taskmasters were pushing you around and controlling your life. I heard those cries. That is a personal God who's invested. He says, have no other gods before me. He's saying, look, there's no other God. I don't compete with anyone. I'm exclusive. I don't want you to have anyone else. I want to be first. I think when God is trying to draw us into relationship, He wants to let us know how we come to Him. And you have to understand, in that moment, before Moses went up on the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments, the mountain was smoking. And when God spoke, the earth was trembling and the people were afraid. You know, how do you approach a God like that? And God's saying, look, here's how you approach me. Don't have any other gods before me. Don't have anything that competes with me. Don't have anything first above me. Now look, if you're a Christian or you're someone who was raised in the church, this is an easy one. We're like, yes, of course I don't believe in any other God. The reality is none of us can actually keep this commandment. This is as if to say, nothing ever comes before God. No person, no hobby, no endeavor, not your kids, not sports, not entertainment, not sinful things, none of the relationships, nothing comes before God. He is actually first, that you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, that He is like your top love. And yet the truth is, have you ever done this where you say to God, God, well, if you just do this, I promise I'll do this. Whatever that if is, that's higher than God. And that basically means us, that what we want is more important than God to us. So that's the problem with the Ten Commandments, is that they show us that God is a holy, exclusive God, that there's no one else. He doesn't compete with anyone. He doesn't answer to anyone. He is the first and the last. He's it. And yet deep down, we know that we want what we want more than we want what God wants for us. And that's the reality. The thing is, if we put ourselves before God, we can't control the universe. We can't make DNA. We can't stop viruses. We cannot control our lives and can't control the outcome. We are not in position to be God. And that is a slavery in and of itself. True freedom is knowing who God is and learning to trust in Him. And that takes a daily grind of laying your life down and putting Him first, continually, over and over again. And in that, when God is in control, that's true freedom. to not have to worry about the future, not have to worry about where things are headed. Just follow him step for step. God, I pray that you help us to be people who put you first. We know, God, that you gave us law to protect us and to guide us, Lord. Lord, give us the freedom that you've designed for our lives. Help us to keep you first in all things. We ask that in your son's name. Just take a second as you get ready to go on to your next thing today to think about where God is in your life and what other things you've tried to place in front of him and talk to him about it. Until next time, God bless.